Hakadoshim b'chol yoyim haluchasal. The holy ones, the Jewish people, praise you every single day. What does that mean? We praise him every day. What's adding? It says, Rabbi Avram, the son of the Onagon. Hakadoshim. We're the children of Avram Avinu. We're faithful to him. So what do? We look into our lives. We look into our day, morning, noon, and night. And we see Hashem's Hashkacha. We see his providential hand. We see his guiding hand. We see the miraculous events that take place in plain sight. And we praise Hashem every single day. No day is missing, because there's no day that goes past without being able to notice Hashem's guiding hand, his Hashkacha Pratis in our lives. It's an amazing idea. And it's Machayav us. It obligates us to open our eyes to see Hashem. And yes, we mentioned yesterday that Kedusha starts off with hard work and ends with a gift from Hashem. Someone who's holy recognizes that everything they have at any given moment in time is a total gift from Hashem. Being able to notice Hashem in our lives, being able to feel his presence, being able to understand that he's running the world with precision, and being able to respond with thanks, with awareness, with gratitude, with praise. That's Kadoshim Achol Yomi Haluchasela. We're feeling his presence in our lives. We're thanking him day in, day out. In fact, says the Beis Tefillah, when we do that, when we praise Hashem, we bring Kedusha into our lives. We upgrade the level of holiness in our lives. Because we notice him, because we're aware of him, because we're conscious of him, because we're living with Hashem. Tchilas Avodah Sefer Matana. It starts with hard work and it ends as a complete and utter gift. Yes, the hard work of noticing Hashem, of feeling his presence, of thanking him. But the more we do it, and the more it will become part of our nature, the more it will become an intrinsic and inherent part of our personality, the more conscious, the more holy, more aware we'll become. So as we say these words, day in, day out, morning, noon, and night, it reminds us to look out for Hashem, to pay attention to him, to his Hashkacha, his Hashkacha Pratis, his providence, and to realize that the more we recognize him in our lives, the more attached to him we become, the holier we become, the more dedicated, designated, set aside, special. It's an elevated form of existence. It's almost angelic, but it's not, because it's very much a part of this world. Noticing Hashem in a world of concealment, being able to appreciate his presence, appreciate his hand. In doing so, we absolutely elevate ourselves and our consciousness to levels we never could have imagined.